New York Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan was fond of saying that voters are entitled to their own opinions, but not their own facts. The late senator's dictum has more relevance than ever as we watch a presidential sweepstakes that's provided more heat than light among both Democrats and particularly Republicans. It often appears as if voters and some political journalists have lost a sense of the American past and how it informs the present. History's not important merely as a dry recitation of facts and dates. It's crucial as a discipline that teaches critical thinking, the use of primary sources, and how to make coherent arguments based on evidence. The past will always be open to interpretation, and this is how new generations see history in novel ways. Our 21st century public education system emphasizes testing and training students for the workforce. The testing regime is focused on math and English, but not on history or civics. It's great to prepare the young for jobs, but we should not lose sight of the basic purpose of public education, to teach students to be active citizens with a grounding in the rights and responsibilities of our democracy. Our quandary in education these days is the reality that if a subject isn't tested, it isn't taught properly or extensively. The lack of focus on history and civics has been lamented by both public school teachers and college professors. Luther Speer, who teaches a history of American education at Brown University, says that even on his Ivy League campus, historical illiteracy is rampant. He says he's astounded by the number of students who don't know what the New Deal was about or who was president during its era in the 1930s. If the erosion of history teaching is related to the what's taught is what's tested attitude, we can change. An idea floated recently by former Massachusetts governor and one-time presidential candidate Mike Dukakis may have some traction. Dukakis cites national testing showing a deficit in historical learning among high school students. He's calling on the Bay State to revive a requirement that a student pass a U.S. history test to graduate from high school. The most recent national testing found that just 23% of American 8th graders scored proficient or better in civics, and a mere 18% knew their U.S. history. Massachusetts actually had a plan to test history, but it was scuttled during the 2008 recession due to the $2.4 million cost of administering the test. Rhode Island's a fertile state in which to revive history teaching. Our compact state has arguably the nation's best record of chronicling and documenting historic sites. For a small investment, the state could ensure that students get to experience such important sites as the colonial buildings of Newport and the birthplace of the American Industrial Revolution at Slater Mill in Pawtucket. The Rhode Island Historical Society is working with public schools through its Anchor School program. The society picks one school district each year to give teachers training in Rhode Island history. This year, the Society is working with the Burrillville School Department. Teaching history can start in the early grades. In kindergarten and first grade, kids learn about the differences between how we live today compared to how they lived centuries ago. A trip to Bristol's Coggeshall Farm Museum shows a hands-on view of animal husbandry and salt marsh farming from the 1790s. What good does it do to have such wonderful sites for teaching history if school children aren't getting there? And how can we assess student progress on what they know about the development of American society? If what's tested is really what's taught, well, maybe it's time to require students to have some basic understanding about the ideals and journey of our state and nation.